From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello once again and welcome to the program. With us today to Let the Bible Speak is the Reverend Andrew Patterson, and in just a few moments he'll be turning our thoughts once again to Luke's Gospel chapter 8 and verses 46 and 47. And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. Just before Mr. Patterson brings the Lord's message on these verses, let's hear some words in song.
Good morning, friends. Lovely to be with you again this morning. Turning you to Luke Gospel chapter 8. I want to read to you verse 46 and 47. Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." When the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. We have here before us a woman who was destitute, a woman who was diseased, with an issue of blood. She had it for 12 years. She was a woman who was dying. One can suspect that this woman was to hear many things of the physicians to whom she had gone for a cure. But those words had proved to be empty, and to no avail where her own state and condition was concerned. You know, when we read about this day, it was to be like no other. For as Mark states, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind. I wonder, did you ever think what she might have heard? No doubt it was of the reports of the things that Christ had already done. There were those whom he had miraculously cured, and those sick who were made whole. When John the Baptist, the forerunner, was cast into prison, hearing of the Saviour, he was to ask, was this the one who was promised, or should we look for another? And to which the Saviour was to send the reply, Matthew 11 and verse 5, the blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. This poor woman had heard the good news of Christ, and on hearing of him it also gave her hope that she too could be cured. And so she made her way to the Saviour, just as she was in all her filthiness and diseased and dying state. For it was the person of Christ that she had heard of, and to whom she must get to. And understand that if such an one was to be cured, they had to go and show themselves before the high priest, who would offer sacrifices for them. The person to whom this woman approached this day was the great high priest. He was the one who superseded all the Old Testament high priests. He was the one who could give her a cure and to bestow health and ceremonial cleanliness to her without contracting the uncleanness himself. For he was the sinless, spotless Lamb of God who was without sin and could not sin. And that is still the person to whom we present before you even this morning in the Gospel. It is the great high priest who not only offered a sacrifice for sin, but was the sacrifice himself. For on that cross of Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Lamb, gave himself for the sins of his people. Consider with me the power of the Saviour, knowing all things. When this woman merely touched the border of his garment, he realized that there was power gone out of him. That's the sense of the word virtue. He was to ask a question, as we find it in verse 45, who touched me? And Peter and the rest of his disciples thought that he was a little naive. Who touched you? Sure, Master, the whole multitude are pressing against you and touching you. A whole lot of them touched you. The Lord knew that there was one who had known his power to heal. This was no accidental touch, but it was one with design. It was a touch of faith. Just how powerful the Saviour is can be noted by the word virtue that is used. It is the word dunamis, from where we get dynamite from. It is that abundance of power. And he still is as powerful as ever to save the sin-sick soul. Wonder am I preaching to one this morning? You're ashamed of your sin, and you want relief from your troubled conscience. Then it is to the fountainhead of all mercies to whom you need to get to. You are that poor soul that needs to be helped and healed and saved, because you're lost in the crowd of this world and no one takes notice of you. Like this woman, if you will seek Christ on the authority of God's word, I tell you, you will not be disappointed. But understand that when we speak about the powerful Saviour, we are considering the great physician himself. This woman was to be healed. For we read in verse 44, that as soon as she touched the Lord, that immediately her issue of blood was stanched. It was stopped. There was no money sought for or taken. It was without money and without price. It was the simplest act, just a touch of the Master, the one in whom is found all power and authority in heaven and in earth. The relief that many physicians had failed to give her had been found in a moment of time. Dear listener, that is the essence of the Gospel. It is to lay hold upon Christ by faith, depending and resting upon him alone to heal you and to pardon and to cleanse you from your sin. Notice where the woman was to touch the Lord. It was the border of his garment. It was the finished part. Or, sinner, must you lay hold upon the Saviour by faith if you are to be saved? It is in the finished work of Calvary's cross. The work of your salvation and the price for your cleansing and pardon has been wrought by the Saviour in that old Roman tree. He satisfied all the demands of God's law. He shed his precious blood as an atonement for your sin. He satisfied God's justice. And when all was fulfilled, he cried, it is finished. What must you do? You must come and accept it by faith, resting your soul in its eternal welfare on Christ alone who has paid it all. Wonder, will you experience his power to cleanse and to save you this morning? The Lord doesn't desire to have any secret disciples, mind you. That is why he didn't allow this woman to sneak away back into the crowd again without telling forth what had happened to her. And the woman, knowing that she had been healed and that she could not hide from the eyes of him who seeth all things, she was to come forth. Her public confession of faith was encouraged. Verse 47. When the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. The Lord, by his words, was to have her come out of the crowd and to declare of the cleansing that she had received. Dear soul, the same is true to this day. Romans 10 verse 9 says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Those verses indicate something of the importance it is to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, to confess what he has done for us in salvation. Our cleansing and salvation is nothing to be ashamed of. It ought to be something that we want to declare forth. And this woman was given the very opportunity from the Lord to do so. How solemn those words that the Lord was to speak at another occasion. Luke 9 verse 26. "Whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed. For he shall come in his own glory, and in his Father's, and of the holy angels." The Lord encourages his people to tell forth what he has done for them. You'll see that this public confession would have been effective. She had heard of the Christ. She had heard of Jesus, and now she had experienced his power to heal her. What a story she had to tell. It was effective for the very disciples to have heard her confession. They only saw a crowd, but the Lord saw an individual who needed deliverance. The men and women who are saved, therein lies a lesson for you and me. Not just to look upon people as a crowd, but to consider them as souls who need to be saved. It was effective for herself. She was publicly declaring before that great crowd what the Lord had done for her. She was testifying of her faith, laying hold upon Christ. But that is how the Savior's words could be rendered in verse 48. He said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." The words "made thee whole" can be translated, "hath saved thee." But her confession would have been effective to Jairus, whose daughter was dying. She had lived for 12 years. We know that in verse 42. And this woman was dying for 12 years. Now, having heard what the Lord had done for her, he would have been encouraged and strengthened in his faith that the Lord could do the same for his wee girl. Do you see what saving faith in the person and the work of the Savior gives to the sinner? It brings us from being a stranger, as this woman was, to being a daughter of the King and in the family of God. He calls her daughter. It causes us to be made whole and saved from sins for time and for eternity. And it gives us a peace which this world can never give. For Christ said, "My peace I give unto you." The believer has that peace that passeth all understanding. For we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Tell me, have you these things this morning? Have you peace over sins forgiven, having experienced that cleansing and healing power of the Savior's blood? Her confession was evidence of salvation. If you're saved, then you'll want to declare his saving power to others, by doing so, giving glory to the Lord himself. May God bring you to that place this morning if you're not there. May you call upon the Lord to save for his glory's sake.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.